I had an experience quite some time ago. The Lord had been talking to me about getting a closer walk with Him. And I was interested in a real, genuine experience with God. And I don't really have any interest in wasting time playing church. And I believe that our souls is the most important thing that we own in this world. And so before I hit this lesson, you know, the Apostle Paul said Philippians 3:13 says, "Brethren, I count now myself not to have apprehended." So in other words, he saw himself as incomplete. But he says, "I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of Christ, of God in Christ Jesus." So in other words, we're all striving and looking to that ultimate goal. Psalms 51:10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit in me." So this experience I had was a little bit unusual for me, but I believe the Lord used it to teach me some lessons, and I hope that y'all get some good from it as well. Where it started out was I purchased a truck from my family. My uncle had passed away. He had a truck there, and I purchased it, drove it home. I drove it around a few times, but one time when I needed that truck, it wouldn't start. And what I found out, there was evidence of an animal that had been underneath the hood. Now, does anybody want to guess what that animal was? What's that? Close. A mouse. Close. What's that? It was a rat. There's a rat underneath that thing. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, what do y'all think about rats? Be free. Tell me what you think. They're gross, right? What's that?
They're gross and yucky.
Yes. To me, what's that?
They're big.
They can be big. Yes, they can. That's exactly right. He kind of knows where I'm going with this, right? Rats, in my opinion, they're dirty. They're ugly. Undesirable pests. They're destructive. They spread diseases. I've heard they're dangerous. In some occasions, they've actually killed humans. You know, most people are afraid or they hate rats. You can count me along with those people right there. But you know what the Lord did was he compared that to he helped me to see and compare rats to something that's spiritually destructive. Something that it can get in our heart and our soul and our minds, and something the Lord does not want on the inside of us. So what is a definition of spiritual rats? They can be sins that are not obvious in our lives, or they're not on the surface, or maybe they're not really even big sins. They could be hidden sins that we kind of allow or make excuses for. When somebody points it out, you say, "Well, this is between me and God," or "Me and God, we have an understanding on this right here," or "I am not as bad, this is not as bad as somebody else over there." Maybe there are things that we think about ourselves that we think it's okay. Maybe we're even proud of, you know, some people, you know, they say, "You know what, I have a bad temper, but it's running my family and it served me well. It helps me get what I want." I like my temper. I like my bad temper. There can be quirks. There can be flaws in our character, maybe even due to heredity. It's passed down, or our upbringing, or our experience, our personality. Maybe things in the past that God just wants to purge out of us. Anything inside of us that is not like Christ or does not have His approval in our lives. So I have a question for you. If y'all went home right now, saw a rat sitting in your living room, would you live with that?
No,
you would not. What would you do? Most of us would say this is unacceptable. If it happened to me, I might be getting a hotel for the night. I don't know about y'all. All right. But you know, the Lord, that would be unacceptable. None of us would be okay with that. We wouldn't bring out food and water for it. The Lord want us to see issues in our life as comparable to these rats. Something that we would not live with. We refuse to live with it. So what are possible rats in our lives? Sin. Unforgiveness. Bad attitudes. Love of the world. Maybe times when we justify ourselves with things, making excuses. Pride, lust, hatred, bitterness, laziness, slothfulness, carelessness, blame, jealousy. The list can go on and on, right? But anyway, I'm going to tell you the story of kind of what happened and some of the lessons that the Lord gave me on this. Lesson one was I had my truck parked in the wrong place. Now, our property, it's almost 5 acres, but most of it is wooded. There's a certain area I like to park. One side is the wooded area, and then I like to park my truck, and over here is a big old oak tree. Now, we all know oak trees have acorns, correct? So what that means, squirrels, rodents, whatever, like to get to those acorns, and my truck is right there in the way. You might see a problem with that. It doesn't take too much of imagination to think that maybe they'll get underneath the hood to be able to eat in safety. Is that correct? I could have parked that truck more in the front where I keep the yard more trimmed and cleaned up, but I didn't think about doing that. A main route for rodents trying to get these acorns. So, you know, spiritually, sometimes we can put our heart and our minds where it shouldn't be. Sometimes the enemy of our soul has easy access to our souls because of where we put it. Sometimes it's just from ignorance. Maybe we just didn't know any better. Maybe we're just simply at the wrong time, at the wrong place. Sometimes we know we're vulnerable right there, but we choose to ignore the danger anyway. Sometimes it's philosophies that we pick up, wisdom of the world, influences of media, friends, the opinions of others, maybe different agendas that we've bought into, or just different ideas that are not according to what the scripture would have us uphold. And I think about Samson, who was a judge of Israel. If you read through his story, you'll find out most of the stories we read about took place in the Philistine land. A lot of it didn't happen in Israel, so it's no surprise that he ended up being captured in Philistine territory and also died in Philistine territory, because that's where he was always at. So, you know, the God of the Bible and the Holy Spirit is there to point out a clear way, a holy point of view. Maybe it's not common sense to the world, but remember that God's ways is not our ways. Proverbs 4:23 states that to keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So in other words, be on guard. Be careful of where you let your mind go to. Lesson number two. That truck was neglected. Now, I hadn't driven that truck for about a week or so, and then I went to North Carolina for about 3 weeks for my job. And so I hadn't really driven that truck for about a month. It was just sitting there. Nobody was lifting the hood. Nobody was driving it, anything like that. So it was perfect for the rats, for a rat to just move in. But you know what? If our soul is neglected, spiritual rats will begin to creep in. Rats like unattended things. Things that are used every day are not as attractive to rats. So what can neglect be for us? Maybe we're too busy to read and pray. Cares of the world that can make a Christian spiritually weak. May we have more interest in the world than the things of God. Maybe there are some heavy trials and some heavy burdens that we're dealing with, and that it kind of distracts us from our walk with God. Lawful things that we put above our devotion to the Lord. And I was thinking about Hebrews 2:3. It says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So we need to be careful about neglecting our souls, because that's when things can begin to creep in. Lesson number three. Rats aren't obvious. You know, I had no idea there was a rat doing damage underneath my hood. Back 20 years ago, this particular truck, when my uncle had bought it, was top of the line truck, leather seats, 4x4, all that good stuff. And now it's simply just a work truck. It's obviously a work truck, but I've still had people come up and offer to buy the truck from me. So in other words, from the outside, the truck looked great. But what good is that truck if inside rats are tearing things up? So in other words, all it's good for is an expensive lawn ornament. That's all it's good for. All right? So if we have rats in our life, spiritual rats, it doesn't matter how good we look to others out there in the world. We can look good as a Christian. We can walk the walk, talk the talk. But if rats cause a disconnection with God, our experience is not going to be worth too much. There's no real relationship with the Lord. You know, Matthew 23, 27, 28, Jesus was talking about the Pharisees and he compared them to whited sepulchers. Beautiful on the outside, yet dead men's bones on the inside. You know, in Wichita, I remember some of the older cemeteries have mausoleums. And they have great masonry. It looks like a great kind of building. Looks nice, but what's really on the inside? Dead people. That's all it is. Just dead people. Number verse 28 says, even so ye also outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within ye are full of hypocrisy and iniquity. That's what spiritual rats can do for us. We can look good to others, but God really knows what's going on in the inside. Lesson number 4. Rats can cause failure at critical moments. Now I remember this because I had just gotten back from North Carolina the same day, came back on the plane, and my cousin called me up and says, hey, we're having a cookout at our house. Can you bring your grill? I said, sure. I jumped in the truck, tried to start it, and it didn't work. Two wires had been chewed in two. I didn't know there was a problem, but that's what happened. Did you know that rats in our life can let us down at important times, critical times? You know, what's in our hearts sometimes will come out at the wrong time and embarrass you. You ever knew that? Maybe like a bad attitude. And you something just blurts out of your mouth and you wish you didn't put that out for everybody. But now people know who you really are. You know, it's much better to have the grace and love of God in our hearts, the fruits of the Spirit. So when things come out at a critical time, it's really the Holy Spirit. So Lord, help us when it's time to witness to others and time to pray. Has there ever been a time in your life where maybe you weren't walking quite as close to the Lord as you should have, but then something happened and you need to get on your knees and pray? But first you got to clear some things up before you can actually start to really pray, right? That's what rats can do. You know, 2 Timothy 4:2, this is when Paul was instructing Timothy and he was saying, be instant in season and out of season. Rats in your life can prevent you from doing that. Can you be instant in season if there is a disconnection between you and God's Spirit? Lesson number 5. Rats are hard to find. Now, the brother here suggested I might have had squirrels. And to be honest, I've seen squirrels underneath my hood. I thought that's what it was. But when I begin to investigate it, that's actually a rat's nest underneath the hood, right? A rat in our life may not be obvious. This one was underneath, it was on top of the engine block, and it was tucked in there. I just couldn't see it right away. But you know what? Rats in our life is not obvious, and it takes closer investigation. You know, the enemy of our souls is opposed to us being honest with ourselves. You know, sometimes rats are there because it's just who we are. Our own personalities, our upbringing, our beliefs, our social background. It's just hard because that's just who I've always been. Hard to realize that we have a problem. Rats sometimes can dig in deep. But what's the answer to that? We need the Holy Spirit. To search us thoroughly. Reveal these secret places for what they are. Psalms 139:23 says, search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So in other words, find your rat before it begins to build a nest. Lesson number 6, rats multiply. You know, man, we all know that rats multiply and breed quickly. And as I began to check out what the damage this rat had done, I found out to my horror, I wasn't dealing with just one rat. I was dealing with 3 or 4, and they were still underneath the hood. You know, a rat will get comfortable and start to reproduce. You know, sometimes our issues will start off with just one problem, and we just kind of allow it and ignore it in our lives, and it soon begins to breed other sins. More and more serious until it becomes just hard to control. So it becomes important then when the Lord reveals that first rat, that we get rid of it. That we begin to deal with it. I think about David. He was a man after God's own heart, was he not? Remember the whole thing with Bathsheba and what happened. The first thing that happened, it says that when the time of kings go out to battle, David stayed at home. That's the first thing that he did. And so where it went from there, it set him up for lust, then adultery. There was some selfishness there. There was a cover up. There was deception. There was disloyalty to his own men. There was murder, hypocrisy, and self-righteousness, all because of one thing. He shirked his duty. Where he was supposed to be, he wasn't at, and that's what happened to him. So I wonder how many people that we know that strayed in just one small thing, and it got progressively worse, and now spiritually we don't even recognize them anymore. There's almost completely different people. So Lord, help us. There's lesson number 7. Rats smell. So I'm looking at underneath the hood, and I found that rat nest. I noticed that every time I went on this other side of the engine, there's this unpleasant smell, right? Because we know rats are dirty and dirty creatures, okay? I couldn't see it at first, but it just didn't smell right. So the point is, I found a second nest, is what happened. But you know what? If we keep spiritual rats in our life, it won't begin to smell right. Okay? People may not be able to identify the problem right away, but something is off. And I've heard some of the old time saints talk about somebody who was not quite right spiritually and they wasn't able to identify what it is, but then it got revealed later on. Maybe it's a bad attitude or opinion about something that's not exactly like Christ, or a difference in the spirit. And a lot of times we can hide things for a while, but inevitably that odor will begin to manifest itself. The Holy Spirit may even choose to begin to reveal what's going on to somebody else. And so we might even be completely exposed for who or what we are. I was thinking about in Numbers 32 and 23, Moses was speaking to the children of Israel, but he said, be sure your sin will find you out. So I want to encourage us to be proactive. When there are things that we know we have a problem, many times the Lord is going to deal with this in the secret, in the quiet, so we can deal with it now before it gets exposed to everybody else. You know, I personally thank God for some of the times that he's exposed things in my life so I can deal with it before it becomes a big problem and everybody else sees what's going on. Thank the Lord for that. Lesson number 8. Rat damage is expensive. All right. Now, in this case, I was able to do all the repairs myself. Around $30. Just go to the auto parts store, get about $30 worth of stuff, and I was able to fix it myself. But if I wasn't able to fix it, what would have happened? There would have been a towing bill, probably a mechanic bill. They had to spend time diagnosing it, parts, repair, labor. This could have been something I would have totaled hundreds of dollars, right? They say that rat damage causes homeowners millions and maybe even $1 billion of damage in the United States every single year. But you know, if spiritual rats are allowed to stay in one place, it would do more and more damage, costing much to repair to make it right. Think about Romans 6 and 23. It says, for the wages of sin is death. So in other words, you can do whatever you want right now, but at the end of it all is death. Our faults and our sins are costly when it comes in spiritual terms. Sin can cause damage to our bodies, our minds, our relationships. It comes at a heavy cost. Some consequences can never be reversed. I remember years ago, I heard my parents talking about somebody who had gotten saved. And this person had been in drugs for a long time. And this person had gotten saved and things were going good. But unfortunately, because of the drugs, it messed their mind up. And they never really were quite the same. I thought how sad that is. Now, I want to be sure and say that God does and can't, he does forgive. And a lot of times he can restore years that the cankerworm has eaten. He can restore relationships and situations, but sometimes they will never be the same. It can lead to much pain, loss of your self-respect, freedom, suffering, and a lot of times, most of all, our closeness to the Lord. I want to encourage us to keep short accounts with God. So in other words, if there's something in your life, take care of it right away. You know, 1 John 2 and 1 says, if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Lesson number 9. Rats can steal your comfort, your peace, and your joy. So after I made the repairs to this truck and got it running again, I noticed that my air conditioner wasn't working right. Now, this was in the middle of summer, pretty hot. I wanted my air conditioning. It was one reason I purchased that truck. The old truck I had came from the factory with no AC. I wanted a truck that was cool, right? But you know, I found out that rats had also chewed up the vacuum hoses that had to do with the climate control, all right? The truck ran perfectly, but this was unacceptable to me because I wanted that AC. I wanted to be comfortable. Very important to me. And I was thinking that a lot of times we might be saved, but rats in our life can actually destroy our peace and our joy in the Lord. Rats can undermine our faith and our confidence in the Lord. They can have power. They can have influence in our lives because we've allowed it, because we permitted it. Sometimes it makes us question, well, why doesn't God work for me in this situation? Why don't I have victory in this area? Or we're saved, but we're not very happy about it. Sometimes we're living day to day out of tradition or obligation and not really a love for Jesus Christ. And we have to yield ourselves every single day. Surrender to Him every day. Give Him the authority to root out the problems in our experience. Because the way of the Lord is peace, is joy, is satisfaction, is fullness in the Lord. Because He wants us to know His presence, feel His presence, and to know His comfort. Hebrews 12 and 1 says, let us lay aside every weight and every sin that does so easily beset us. Lesson number 10. Rats are hard to fight, but they're worth it. Now, I'll be honest with you, I'm scared of rats. So what the thing is, there was 3 or 4 young rats in there. I was trying to figure out, how do I get them out? One thing for sure, I wasn't going to reach in there and get them. All right. So my solution was I grabbed the long stick and just jabbed it in there. Right. And they left. So I cleaned out the nest. I started parking the truck in the front yard. I drove the truck regularly to work. But you know what? They kept coming back at night. And so I just kept cleaning them out and I put poison out and they kept coming back until finally I took a glue trap and put it right where they always were trying to get. And I caught one. And that was it. I didn't have any more problems with that. They're smart. So I stayed diligent, waited for any signs of return. Honestly, I haven't had any trouble with them since. But you know what? We can get one small victory, and that's great, and you think you're going to be okay. But be careful because rats are going to try to come back. I think about how David killed Goliath. But you know, later in his life, Goliath's brothers tried to come back and kill David, didn't they? And they would have had it not been for some of his men. So the point is I'm trying to make is don't give up. When you're dealing with these things, steel yourself for battle. Fight the good fight until you achieve total victory in these areas. Don't rest on your laurels. Keep watch over your soul. You know, I think about, has there ever been a time when you needed to forgive somebody? And you said the words and you thought everything was okay, but then you found out that later on I haven't completely forgiven them. So you have to go back in prayer. Return to get the Lord's help to deal with this. But God has victory for us. You know, I think as Christians it's necessary for us to shine out in a dark world. And our children and those looking on need to know that there's victory in Jesus. In 1 Timothy 6:12 says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art also called and have professed a good profession before many witnesses. You know, I looked up a couple of stories of people who hoarded rats. One of them was a man named Glenn. And to be fair, this man had some emotional issues after he had lost his wife. But he started off with just 3 pet rats. But they got out of their cage. All right? And they began to multiply and began to breed. By the time animal control came out, there was 2,500 rats in the house that they caught. Later on, they came back and caught 350 more. All right? This poor guy, the rats drove him out of his house. He was living in his shop. This is how bad things were. His house was pretty much destroyed. But you know what? I think about the devil and his rats. I believe that's exactly what he wants to do with every one of us. Get in there, completely destroy things where it's no longer good to be used. Think about even Legion. Now the Bible doesn't really give us the background of Legion, but I don't think he was born with all those demons in him. I believe somewhere along the line he let one in and they began to come. And pretty soon they called him Legion because there were many. Enough to kill a whole herd of pigs and kill them off. I want to say, however, Jesus is our deliverer. He was Legion's deliverer and he is ours as well. So in conclusion, I just want to ask, is there anything in our lives that the Lord has touched, made known to us that we need to make a change? You know, the Guthrie meeting and other meetings are coming up. Lord, help us to have an open heart and open mind to allow the Lord to begin to look in our lives and begin to examine. Lord, especially at this time that we're at right now in our world, Lord, is there anything that needs to be corrected? Maybe things we said, you know what, I know it's there, but I'll take care of it later. Maybe things we said, well, it's not that bad, or you know what, I don't even see this in Scripture. Or there are worse sins to be doing. May we compare ourselves with others. Or maybe we can say, you know what, God just loves me just the way I am. Or God knows my heart. But you know what, God wants to deal with us all personally and conform us to His image. So I want y'all to pray for me, then Lord, help me and help all of us to deal with the things in our lives that He's pointed out for us. Thank you for your attention.